So what do we have so far in the Rosh?
So the Rosh is down first. What does Ulu mean? So first he brings from Rav Shmaya, the Shem Rav Haigoin, and the Rif, that it means that you make a bracha al ezer shiyitze. That's the Lashon of the Rif, al ezer shiyitze, which Rav Shmaya understands to mean that you make a bracha on the Chavav, like Tosfos also. That Ulu is saying you make the bracha on the Chavav. Everybody's mighty, you make the bracha on the Chavav. Then he gets into a Rav Shmaya, Rav Haigoin, prepares to make a bracha on the Chavav. The Rif says, Mevarech al ezer shiyitze, which the Rosh initially also understands to mean you make the bracha on the Chavav. And even Rav Yehuda's Meidrich, the Chachamim. The Machlekes Hevirin Chacham is only B'Chaseim Shavas. But in B'Chaseim Shavas, everybody agrees to make the bracha on the Chavav. Then the Rosh gets into a sort of a side discussion. By Chaseim Shavos, where it is a machlekes Hevirin Chachamim, who's the halacha like? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda's the halacha like Chachamim? So it brings Rabbi Shmaya said the halacha is like the Chachamim. And the drosh of Eretz Kitta V'Sayra is talking about B'Dalek HaChaviv. The drosh himself is not nicha to learn that way, that the drosh is talking about B'Dalek HaChaviv. That's right, from the Gemara, from Chizda, at the end of the Gemara. And therefore he says, no, the drosh is not B'Dalek HaChaviv. And the drasha only goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because all the Amoraim brought the drasha, they must hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So the halacha is like B'Chaseim Shavas, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. In a way, that's a side discussion. Like, who's the halacha like by B'Chaseim Shavas? But Ula says that by Eim B'Chaseim Shavas, there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees you make the bracha on the Baruch Hazeh, V'Chaseim, Baruch Hazeh, which meanwhile, he said from Rav Haigoin, from Rav Shmaya, from the Rif, that it means to make the bracha on the Chavav. So by Eim B'Chaseim Shavas, you definitely make the bracha on the Chavav. But then he brings the Bahag, who's Chaylik on Rav Shmaya, and Rav Haigoin and the Rif. And the Bahag says that you make a bracha, you make the Ha'etz before the Hadamah. And the Rosh learns that according to the Bahag, maybe I should have put a marker. Then the Bahag, and the Rosh learns that according to the Bahag, how do you read the words of Ullah? Mavarech Hazeh V'Chayzim, Mavarech Hazeh, how does that bear that construction? So, oh yeah. Okay, there's the...
How are you?
Yeah. He's busy having babies. So what do we have so far? So we have Shmaya. Shmaya and Haigoin, the Rith. That you make the bracha on the Chol. It's all Ulu. What is Ulu mean? Ulu saying Mevarech Hazeh, V'Chayzim, Mevarech Hazeh. What does that mean? So Rav Shmaya, Rav Haigoin, and the Rif say it means Chaviv. Rav Shmaya and Rav Haigoin say it means the Chaviv. The Rif says Ezeh Shiyitzeh, and right now the Rosh assumes that's the same thing. Now he brings in the Bahag. That the Bahag says you makdim the bracha mevareches. Which is very great. So the Rosh asks, how does that fit into the words of Ulu? Mevarech Hazeh V'Chayzim, Mevarech Hazeh. So he says, Ulu's not telling me which bracha to make first. Ulu's just telling me you have to make both brachas. Don't just make the Adam apart to the Eitz. You have to make both brachas. And now you have to make both brachas. So then it's a Dovah Poshet. That the Ha'etz comes before the Adama, because Bracha Mevareches comes before Bracha She'ena Mevareches. The Rosh is Chaylik doesn't like this Bahag. He says the Lashon of Ulu is not really Mashmanawi. He thinks the Lashon of Ulu is Mashmanawi. Ulu is saying which Bracha to make first. So that not like the Bahag. But he then says, but L'chaira, size. Okay, so he doesn't like the Bahag. But he says, but L'chaira also, there's a really a Kashan in the Bahag. Because, here's the Rosh. There's a kasha in the Bahag, because what's the Bahag, Mayase HaBahag, what's the Bahag going to do with the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, Chito and Saira, and then Geffen. But Chito and Saira is a Barakri Adama, Geffen is a Barakri Eitz. So the feet of Bahag, it should be all the way around, Geffen should be before Chito and Saira. So now, let's just pause for a second. Why is it only a kasha in the Bahag? The Chorot's a kasha and Rabbi Shmaya also. Rabbi Nishmaya says that you make the bracha on the chaviv. So why is chita v'sorah before geffen? You should decide which one is the chaviv. Make the bracha on the chaviv. Why does the Rosh only say it as a kasha in the bag? Like the Rosh says, maybe it's a raya against the bag. It's a raya to Rav Shmaya against the bag. How's it a raya to Rav Shmaya? It's shefer Rav Shmaya too. Because at the end of the day, the pasuk says chita v'sorah before geffen. But the fida as. And it's Eibichay Seim Shabbos. By Eibichay Seim Shabbos, you shouldn't be going after the Seder of the Pasuk. By Eibichay Seim Shabbos, you should be going after the Chaviv. So the Chaviv is also Kashim Ben Ishmael. So the Chaviv will have to answer that for Ben Ishmael. That's so terrible. The Pasuk is talking about where there is no Chaviv. But a lack of Chaviv. So then the Chitin starts before the Gefen. And the Hag is fair. The Hag says, Bari Pei Itzkan before Bari Pei Adama. But for Ben Ishmael, we can answer but a lack of Chaviv. But Chara is not so glad because before the Rosh didn't like that idea of the Lech Chachav. When the Rosh had that side discussion, is the halacha like the Chacham or like Rabbi Yehuda? Well, how would a Chacham do with the Drosha? So Rabbeinu Shmaya said that Chacham can say the Drosha is the Lech Chachav, and the Rosh doesn't like that because Rav Chisda and Rav Amnun at the end of the Gemara. So the Rosh not nicha really to say that the Pasuk is talking about the Lech Chachav. So then why is he only asking the Bahag? Should be asking Rabbeinu Shmaya also. And the MS is, if you look at Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbeinu Yoina asked the same question that the Rosh asked in the Bahag. But he asks that on Rabbi Nishmaya. Because he holds like a Minishmaya. The Rabbi Yoyin himself holds like a Minishmaya. That you're acting the Chavuch. So ask Rabbi Yoyin, well, what do you do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk is Chita V'sarim before Geffen. Makdim the Chavuch. And Rabbi Yoyin gives the same two terutzim which the Rosh is about to give for the Bahag. It was the Kashkut the Rosh asks on the Bahag, and then the Rosh answers that maybe the pasuk is only talking about chesem shavos, or maybe chitav sorry means mezainos, and not kernels. Rabbi Yoni asks that on the Bahag. Rabbi Yoni asks that on Rabbi Nishmaya, and himself really, because he holds like Rabbi Nishmaya, and he gives the same to Terutzim. So you see, Beferish in Rabbi Yoni, he's not nichah to say, and he speaks to that Beferish that he doesn't think that the pasuk it's not mistaber. The pasuk is only talking about like a chaviv. Got exactly how the Rabbi Yoni says it, but he says the whole thing. So the Chayyim and the Rosh, you have to say that in the Chidam, it's really a kasha in the Ben Ishmael also, but it's a much stronger kasha in the Bahag. For Ben Ishmael, there's a way out. The Pasuk's told me, for Ben Ishmael himself anyway holds the way. So even though the Rosh turned up his nose at it before, and he thinks that it's not Mestaba that way, but it's not so, you know, Ben Ishmael himself has a way out. But in the Bahag, it's a very strong kasha. How can the Pasuk say Chita V'Zor before Geffen? If I can't, Geffen is before Chita V'Zor, because Geffen is a very place, and Chita V'Zor is only a very place. Answers the Rosh. Answers the Rosh. Two terutzim. Either answer number one is that chita v'sa'ira means mezainus, and mezainus certainly comes before bar peitz. It's a more chashuv a bracha than bar peitz. And answer number two is that the k'dima of the pasuk, k'dima dekra, is b'vechaseim shavis. But by Eibich Hashem Shavuos, the pasuk's not telling me. So we asked yesterday, how could that be? This first test, that Chita V'Sarah means it's talking about Mezainos, and that's why Chita V'Sarah becomes before Geffen. Because Mizoinis comes before Bar Pi'aitz. But the Chor, the Kedim and the Kra includes that Zayis is before Saira. Because the Gemara later at the end of the Sugya says that the Kedim and the Kra goes by adjacency to Oretz. So Saira is Sheni L'Oretz. And Zayis is Rishon L'Oretz. Eretz Hashem U'Nadash. So Zayis is before Saira. The Rosh at the end says that Beferish, or Kimat Beferish. The Rosh at the end says that Chita is before Zayis, because even though they're both Rishon La'aretz, but the first Eretz trumps the second Eretz when they're both at the same level. And Saira trumps is before Tamarim, because they're both Sheni La'aretz, but when the other shoe drops, Zayis is before Saira, because Zayis is Rishon La'aretz, and Saira is Sheni La'aretz. And the Rosh speaks that out, the Ramah speaks that out Beferish, I think fair. But, so how does that work? So you're telling me the whole mile of Chita V'Sarah is because it's Mizainos, and Mizainos is before Bar Pi'aitz. So then Sa'ira should be before Zayis. But the Seder HaKoh is that Zayis is before Sa'ira. I said yesterday that maybe for the Bahag, maybe we could answer. It's a long story short, but to make a long story short, they said that maybe the Torah said Chita Sayer first because that has a theme of because Mizoinus is before Bar Priates. So maybe that taka overrides adjacency to Arutz. That we say that we go after how adjacent it is. Is this such a word as adjacency? I'm not even sure there's such a word. But that overrides being some of Arutz, being adjacent to Arutz. That the Gemara says that tomorrow will come before Rimonim, because there's Shirish, there's Sheini Loretz, and there's Chamishi Loretz. That's when you have two Bar Priates. So then it's like a gilui in the pasuk by this Oretz business that what's closer to Oretz comes before what's further away from Oretz, even though in the pasuk itself it's later on, but it's closer to Oretz. But Chita Mizayir, which the Torah puts first because they're Mizaynos. So Mizaynos Taka is, but Mizaynos is always before Bar Priates. So Chita Mizayir will always be before Geffen. Will always be before Zayis. Chit and Torah will taka be before Zayis. I Zayis is Rishon Loretz, and so is Sheni Loretz. Yeah. So when they're all Bar Priates, you go after Samach Loretz. But Chit and Torah, the Torah put first together because they're the ones that are Mizayis. Yesterday I said it maybe even with more Hasbar, that it's really Torah telling me two Marochas. There's the Marocha of Eretz Chit and Torah Geffen Tenei B'Rimut, and then there's another Marocha of Eretz Hashem Udvash. And they're two different Marochas. If I have a food from one Marocha and a food from the other Marocha, then the Torah doesn't really tell me which one comes first. So if it's Chita V'Sa'iris, I know Mizoinus comes before Bar Priates, I already saw that in the first Marocha. But if it's Tamarim and Rimainim, I don't really have what to go on. The Torah doesn't tell me. The Torah tells me you have one Marocha, you know, the Torah tells me Eretz Chita V'Sa'iris Gefen Tenei V'Rimain, the Torah tells me Eretz Hashem V'Dash, it doesn't tell me what to do with Tamarim and Rimainim. So then Misvara, I say on my own that what ranks number two in the second Marocha is more chashiv than what ranks five in the first Marocha. But that's only my svara. But that's not the Torah itself saying it beferish. And therefore, chita v'svara, which I know the Torah considers to be more chashiv because they're mezainos, so that'll be more chashiv even than anything that's in the second. And that'll be more chashiv than zeishem u'nedvash. Perhaps maybe more hasbara how to say this. Okay, so meanwhile, but this is, so we'll have to say L'fi l'Bahag, that Chita V'Sa'ira is before Geffen, then it's going to also have to be that Chita V'Sa'ira are before Zayis. That Sa'ira is before Zayis, because Mizoinus is for Bar Priates. Either Rosh at the end says not the way. Yeah. Okay, but meanwhile in the Bahag, maybe this is what we could say. We'll see when we get to the end. Was this what I'm saying now? That Sa'ira Taka, that Chita V'Sa'ira, because they're Mizoinus, so they're going to trump any other Bar Priates. It's not like the Rosh at the end, because the Rosh at the end says that Chita only comes before Zayis, because Chita is Eretz Kama, and Eretz Kama is better than Eretz Basr, and Soir is better than Dvash, because Soir is Eretz Shemi Eretz Kama, and Dvash is Shemi Eretz Basr. So that Rosh at the end certainly implies that Zayis, that Zayis is before Soir. Okay, so that's the Rosh later on, but right now we're busy in the Bahag. We'll see. We'll see if things work when we get there. But meanwhile, we're only busy with the Bahag. So for the Bahag, the Rosh is giving good defense. Maybe the reward that Chita V'Sa'ira means Mizoinus, and Mizoinus is always better than the Bar Priates. Now the Rosh comes. So far, we have, as far as Ula is concerned, so we have two shittas that the Rosh is giving. Going back to, we have the shita of Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Haigoy, that you mapped in the Chaviv, and we have the shita of the Bahan, that you mapped in the Bracha and the Bureras. And then the Rosh had this whole discussion, what's the Bahan going to do with the Pasuk and Chita V'Sa'ira. But that's the second shita of the Bahan. Now comes along the Rosh, and he gives us a third sheet, the Hishit. The Rosh holds, now what does Ula mean, Mavarech Hazeh, V'chayzeh, Mavarech Hazeh? Eze Shir Tzayakim. Or maybe to say better, Eze Shir Tzayakim is a biblet. I mean, he likes more. But the Rosh is, Enk Peidah Badova. He says, no, it doesn't matter. There's no favor. You can do whatever you want. Nobody cares. You want to do the chavu of the meshiva. You want to make the bracha first on the snoim, then the zayis, then the snoim. Nobody cares. And he says, that's how he reads the Lashon of Lulav. The Baruch Hazeh, Bechazeh, Baruch Hazeh means that you can do whatever you want. The Baruch Hazeh, whichever one you want. Take your pick. Baruch Hazeh, Bechazeh, Baruch Hazeh, Baruch Hazeh, Bechazeh, Baruch Hazeh. Ula is telling you that there's Enkpeh de Badal. Then, once the Rosh says that, that might be the Pshat in the Rif. The Rif never said Yimachim the Chaviv. The Rif said Eze Shiirtze. So the Rosh initially said Pshat in the Rif, Eze Shiirtze means the Chaviv. Like Avin Shmaya and the Rav Haglin. But now that the Rosh himself says that Eze Shiirtze, that Enk Peda Vadover, the Rosh doesn't speak this out, but Lechara, this could also be Pshat in the Rif. And what's the svara? Why is it ink paid of a dollar? Why is it ink paid? So the Rosh says, the Rosh speaks out. Why is it ink paid of a dollar? Says the Rosh, because two brachas have nothing to do with each other. So it's nothing to do with each other. So you're making, by the same shavas, you're making one bracha. So there's a din, where to put the bracha. But when you're making two brachas anyway, you're making a adama and you're making a eitz, making a adama and a tznoi, and you're making a eitz and a zayas. Says the Rosh. So one, the Rosh is befaced with it. One brach has nothing to do with each other. The linear Yochel Baruch HaRasheni the Leishaychi Zeh Lezeh Klal. That's the Rosh. So then, what's it? Who cares? You make the bracha on the snow first, the zayis first. It's irrelevant. It's two ships passing in the night. So 1 second. So why is the bracha done before shakel? Right. The Rosh agrees that a Bari Pe'adama comes before a shakel. It's Gemara Mefreshes. The Rosh is Bari Pe'etz and Bari Pe'adama, so each of the Bari, the Chashivas of Bari Pe'etz, Klapi Bari Pe'adama is not so much that it should have the Kedima of Brachim of Bereks. But the Rosh agrees, the Gemara, that there is a Gemara Lamates, that Bari Pe'adama comes before a shakel. Why does Bari Pe'adama come before a shakel? Why didn't I say, Leshakti Zel Zeklap?
It's the levels of
Yeah, I understand, but who cares? But if the brachas have nothing to do with each other, the same way I don't care about which one is chaviv, because l'shaych is el zeklal, and I don't care about which one is minshiva, because l'shaych is el zeklal. So what I'm going to say, I don't care which is bracha muveres, because l'shaych is el zeklal. You know?
Well, this case was never necessarily about one of the items of the shahakal.
I 100%, but I'm saying the svar, l'chara, if he's telling me a svar, that Ula's telling me a svar, really, there is a maila to chaviv, and there is a maila to minshiva. That's only by Birchei Shem Shavas where there's a connection. I'm making one bracha on both foods, and I have to know where to put the bracha. But when I'm making both brachas anyway, so like Shaykh Ezel is a cloud. I mean, the svar of the bracha, Shaykh Ezel is a cloud, means that, like, you know, Tfilin Shaliyah comes before Tfilin Shel, then comes before Tfilin Shel Rosh. And I don't know, what's another case like that we have in Mitzvah that there's a say there? What's another example? Yeah, I suppose, but I don't want brachas because I don't want to talk in the middle of the bracha.
Mila
and Priya. Well, I can't do it the other way around. I want to say, like, there's a din Tfilin Shiach comes before Tfilin Shoraish. And there's, I don't know, let's say it would be a din, even though, I don't know, good muscle. But if there would be no, I don't know, yeah, I suppose, yeah, Seder Havayda, you have to do with some Seder Havayda. Right, Talmud Shal Shachar is played on the Talmud Shal, like Talmud. Like, say, So, but there's no din that tefillin shel what if, so there's no din that tefillin shel yad come before haktaras haktaras. Like, they have nothing to do with each other. So, you know, if you have both of them, you know, have a short, you know, the kitzer, maybe I don't, maybe the muscle is not missing anything because I don't have a good muscle. But he's saying, I have a snoin. I'm going to eat a snoin. I'm going to eat a zayis. The snoin has nothing to do with the zayis. The zayis has nothing to do with the snoin. So I can do whatever I want. When it's not that there's no seder over here. Because the seder is when they have a shachas with each other. There's no. What does the snoin have to do with the zayis? All of a sudden, I have to have an order. Which order I do them in? They have nothing to do. I'm making a snoin bracha. I'm making a bari pidom at the snoin in the morning. I'm making a bari piyaitz on the zayis in the afternoon. Even if it's not morning and afternoon, but they're doing one after the other, so they have no connection. So why is it any different with a bari pidom and a shakel? A bari pidom and a shakel also they have nothing to do with each other. So why is bari pidom before a shakel? Yigisha. So one possibility is if you say that the reason why you're makdim brachim uberes is because we had to entertain this at one point, that maybe the reason why you're makdim brachim uberes is because we're afraid if you're going to make the bracha klolos first, you're going to pater the other one. But if that's really a concern, there should be a concern about bari pi adam and bari pi eitz too. I hear. It's a little hard for me to say. If it will be easier, just in the bag itself. So not so hard for me to hear that the bag holds that the reason why you mocked him, the very base, the very bedomo, the bracha protus, the bracha clothes, is because if you do it the other way around, then maybe you're going to patter the bracha. You're going to make the bracha on the snoin first, the adama first, you're going to wind up pattering the zayas. Maybe even with intent, with intent, with, you know what? But the rush holds it, then no, adama does not have to come before very base. So we're not worried about it. I mean, there's no din that Bari Piyas has to come before Bari Piyas Dhamma. There's no din Bracham Averis, but Bari Piyas and Bari Piyas Dhamma. Because in Chashivas, they're not so far apart. But Shehakul and Bari Piyas Dhamma, they're very far apart in Chashivas, so then the Rosh agrees they have to make the Bari Piyas Dhamma before the Shehakul. But who cares that they're very far apart in Chashivas? In Chovav and not Chovav, also far apart in Chashivas. But Leshaychi Adodi Kha.
It also would be hard to work because Mizonos and Eitz, there's no Hashash that one's Miyot to the other, and you still
right. That's also true, right? The Mizonos comes before. No, but the Mizonos and Eitz was only in the Bahag. Right now, the Rosh is ain't paid by Dover. Maybe there's no paid by Mizonos and Eitz too. We'll see at the end of the Rosh. But I don't know in the Rosh that Mizonos does come before it. He only said it in the Bahag to be Miyashu the Pasuk. Amen.
It seems in the Lashon of the Rosh that when he's saying Loshaychiz as a cloud, nothing that the bracha was stronger than shaychus to each other. He's more like escaping why chavav doesn't apply here. That you don't need to be worried about saying the bracha on one or the other because, you know, like it's not a design to like the chavav that you're saying a bracha on the other one first because anyways you're saying two brachos. But that he's not saying that the brachos in and of themselves don't have shaychus. He does still hold to the concept of mevareres. Just that since mevareres doesn't apply here, don't think that chavav applies because.
I think we have to say something along those lines. Maybe the nusach you're saying, or maybe was. That the difference is that chaviv and minshiva are milas in the pri. So when it's two different brachas anyway, I'm making a bracha on both pairs regardless. So then, just because one is a more chashav pri and one is a less chashav pri, I can make the bracha on the less chashav pri, and afterwards on the more chashav pri, and I'm not violating anything because the two pairs have nothing to do with each other. But the mila bracha mulereres is a mila in the bracha. So the bracha mulereres is a better bracha, or a higher level bracha. That's still true that a higher level bracha comes before a lower level bracha. What's exactly the hasbara? Maybe because, see, I'm not sure altogether. This whole concept of making the bracha on the chaviv rather than the ena chaviv, it's because I don't want to be mevazeh the chaviv, or because I don't want to be, because I want to be mechabed the bracha. It's hard for me to believe that if there's a din I need to be mechabed the tznoin because it's chaviv. The chaviv is more the other way around. I want to make the bracha on the tznoin because I want to be mechabed the bracha by doing it on the chaviv. So it's not so simple this part because a bracha when you have a bracha on a bari pi adama, I mean, when a bracha on a chaviv is a better bracha than a bracha on a ena chaviv, or it's a more mechubadik a bracha. Right? I've been mechabad the bracha, and yet I say l'shaychin zel zekla. But still, I think we still have to push through that this is the chiluk that when you're talking about the mila of. When you're talking about a tznoin and a zayis, so the tznoin has a mila that it's chaviv, and the zayis has a mila that it's min shiva. So there the Rosh says, Ula's telling me, l'shaychiz el zekla. You don't have to worry that the Sneir is Chaviv. You don't have to worry that the Zayis is Minshiva, because the Bracha and the Sneir is separate, and the Bracha and the Chaviv is separate. And I don't see them having anything to do with each other. So then there's no din that you have to make the Bracha, let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says Minshiva is Odif. But there's no din you have to make the Bracha and the Zayis before the Bracha and the Sneir, because they're making both Brachas anyway, and they're not really connected to each other. So there's no Adifus. But if it's a Bar Pi Adama versus a Shehakol, where the mile of the Bar Pi Adama is the mile of the Bracha itself, not a mile of Misad the Pri, so then the Rosh must concede that there is a din to make the Bracha that's more Chashuv before the Bracha that's less Chashuv. Well, some have to say that a Bracha and a Minshiv is not a more Chashuv a Bracha. When you're making only one Bracha, so you should make the Bracha and the Minshiv because you want to make the Bracha on the best food because it's covered for the Bracha. But when you're making both Brachas, maybe. So I don't say, well, the Bracha and the Zayis is a better Bracha than the Bracha and the Tznoi. Or the Bracha and the Tznoi, according to Chacham, is a better Bracha than the Bracha and the Zayis. The Brachas are both the same, and they have no Shaychas to one to the other, so there's no din you have to be misad of them. But if one is Taka better Bracha, one is a Bar Pi Adama, and one is a Shehakol, then a better Bracha comes forward, not such a better Bracha. The Chiluk is Mukhuk. What's exactly the Hasbara? Maybe it's the way I'm saying, maybe there's other slight nuances of difference, but the chiluk be'etzim is mukhuk. That the Rosh says, ain't paid a badover to l'shaych izel izel klal, that means that chaviv, when it's two different brachas, I don't worry about chaviv, and I don't worry about minshiva. But I certainly still have to worry about bracha mubarers, on the level of bar piyadom and shakla. Okay, so that's the shita zirosh. Ain't paid of a double. The shaykh is a clown. So 1 second. So what is the rosh going to do with the pasuk? The pasuk says chita v'sarah comes before gefen. So chayes the shaykh is a clown. Who cares that chita v'sarah is kind of the bikra? And gefen is later in the crop. What's the shaykh is a clown? The same kasha the rosh asked in the back. Why isn't he sharing the rosh himself? Wait, the same. If the Rosh said that when you have two different things, one is Minshiva, one is not Minshiva, one is a Zayas and one is a Tznoin, I don't worry. I don't say, well, you have to be back in the Zayas because it's Minshiva. What is the Zayas? That's not with the Tznoin. So here the Torah said Chita V'Sarah is before Gefen because Chita V'Sarah is earlier in the pasuk and Gefen is later in the pasuk. So what's the mile of Chita V'Sarah? Minshiva. So Minshiva, but it's L'shaych Ezel is a Kal. It's not. This is Adoma and this is Eitz. L'shaych Ezel is a Kal. Mamish with the Rosh yes in the bag. Why isn't it fair in the Rosh also? This question should be sure for the Rosh too. Chitim and Sorry is Bari Pi Adama. Gefen is Bari Pi Eitz. L'shaych Ezel is a Kal. So why is Chitim and Sorry before Gefen? The Rosh will also have to say it is sure, and the Rosh too. It'll have to say the same answers, either that the pasuk is only talking about b'chaseim shavus, or that the pasuk is talking about chita v'sarah that are mezaynos, and mezaynos comes before bar creates because mezaynos is a more chashuv of bracha, and we just said that the Rosh even says l'shaych hazel is a klal, that's when it's a more chashuv of pri, but when it's a more chashuv of bracha like the bracha muveres bar piyadama versus a shakal. A more chashuv bracha still comes before a less chashuv bracha. So chita v'sarah comes before gefen, because chita v'sarah is a more chashuv bracha. It's mezaynus, and gefen is only a bar peitz. Mezaynus comes before a bar peitz. Chayr, that's what you have to say. With these two terutzim that the Rosh gave in the Bahag, the Rosh it hasn't thrown away. He's gonna have to use them for himself too. Chayr. Then we're gonna run into a big problem. Yeah.
I understand now that Sal was in the Zonos question. How can you in the same sentence say ain't Peda Badavar, but then there's a whole pasuk that is a Peda Badavar? I mean, even if Gefen and Zayas are just dealing with which one comes first, that is a Peda Badavar. Well, actually, that would be his one bracha.
That's because I'm Shabbos.
But he still says at the end that Sa'ora and Zayas.
That's the problem. How could this be? How can the Rosh still need the Terutzim of the Bahag? If the Rosh still needs the Terutzim of the Bahag, then we get stuck, because the next thing the Rosh says at the end is that Chita is Kaidim to Zayas, because chitos number is I don't know how to say this. He says chitos koydim to zayis and seira is koydim to tamarim, because chito is rishon to the first eretz, and zayis is only rishon to the second eretz, and one A beats one B, and seira is sheni to the first eretz, and tamarim is sheni to the second eretz. So 2A also beats 2B, which clearly implies that Zayis, which was Rishon to the second Aretz, comes before Seirim. Which is 2A. Whatever. Anyway, the kid said, the Rosh says at the end, we've been talking about the Rosh the whole time, the Rosh says at the end that Eretz Kama beats Eretz Basra. So Chita beats Soira because they're both Rishon, and Chita is Rishon Le'eretz Kama, and Soira is Rishon Le'eretz Basra, and Zayis beats Soira, and Soira beats Tamarim because Soira is Rishon Le'eretz Kama, and Tamarim are Rishon Le'eretz Basra. But obviously the Rosh implies that Zayis, which is Rishon Le'eretz Basra, will beat Soira, which is only Sheni Le'eretz Kama. So Kitzur Zayis and Kitzur Seira. So how does that shim? We asked it before in the Bahag. We said, according to the Bahag, that the theme of Chita V'Seira is because it's Bari Minim Zaynis. Either way, we have two Tirutzim for the Bahag. Now it turns out these two Tirutzim, we still need them in the Rosh. One Teretz, how to understand why is Chita V'Seira before Geffen? It's Ein B'Chisayim Shavus. L'Shaychi Zel Zekal. So we have two possibilities. Either the Pasuk's only talking about B'Chisayim Shavus, or when the Torah talks about chita v'sayra could be in kainim, it's not because it's because it's mezonos, and the mezonos is more chashuv than the bar priates. So either way, it can't come out that zayis comes before sayra, because if they're not b'chisayim shavos, if sayra means bar priates means chloyus, then it's certainly not b'chisayim shavos. The sayra is either mezonos or hadom. It's not bar priates, so it's not b'chisayim shavos. But sometimes b'chisayim shavos. We're going to the other Torahs. The pasuk's talking about chitav sarav mezaynis, and mezaynis is more than a bar priates. Well, if mezaynis is more than a bar priates, then zayis should not be before sarav. Sarav is a mezaynis, and zayis is only a bar priates. That was the same question that we asked in the Bahag. In the Bahag, we kicked the can down the road. We said, yeah, in the Chinami, the Bahag will talk and say chitav sarav is before zayis. And the Rosh says at the end, that's not in the Bahag. But now it turns out that the Rosh himself needs these tevutzim that we set for the Bahag. So now we can't, there's nowhere down the road to kick the can. So now the Rosh himself is stuck with these two Tirutzim. So how can the Rosh say that Zayis is before Seira? This is the heart of the Rosh. Then this is another question here altogether. How can the Rosh say that Zayis comes before Seira? Because it's Mukdim the Kra. Right, that's the last piece of the Rosh. Chita comes before Zayis, because Chita, in a sense, is Mukdim the Kra. And Seira comes for Tamarim, because in a sense, it's Mukdim the Kra, because Eretz Kam is stronger than Eretz Basra. But Zayis is Mukdim, Zayis beats Seira, because this is Zayis is Mishan Lorets, and Seira is Sheni Lorets. What's going on over here? These are Ein B'Chisayim Shavas. By Ein B'Chisayim Shavas, the Rosh said that L'Shaych Hazel is the Kra. You don't have a k'tima of Mukdim Bekra. You don't have the k'tima of Minshiva by in B'chisayim Shavuos. You might have the k'tima of B'chisayim, again, k'tima of Bracha Protis, Bracha Mugureres, that you have, that's a Milam the Bracha. But here the Rosh is not talking about Milas in the Bracha, he's talking about Milas in the Pasuk, Eretz Kama versus Eretz Basra. The Rosh himself just said that k'timas, if you have a Tznoin and a Zayis, so the Tznoin and a Zayis, one is Shiva Seminim and one is not Shiva Seminim. Says the Rosh, "Ain't paid the bracha. Who cares which one is the Shiva Seminim? Who cares which one is not the Shiva Seminim? It's Ein B'Chisayim Shavuos. L'Shaych Hazel is a klal. Ain't paid the bedava. So over here, if I have Zayis and Tzoyra, who cares which one is kaidim ba'ol la'baretz? Halidvarim kal v'chaimer. If it's Zayis doesn't come before it's Tznoin, even the Zayis is from the Shiva Seminim, and the Tznoin is not from the Shiva Seminim at all, so we say, save for the Zayis doesn't trump the Tznoin because L'Shaych Hazel is a klal. So how can the Zayis? Why should the Zayis trump the Tzoyra? Or for that matter, what do you need to come up with the special reasons why the chita? Why does the chita trump the zayis, or the seira trump the tamarim? The Rosh says because this is Eretz Kama, and this is Eretz Basra. So it's like this is kainim b'kra, this is mulcha b'kra. And Zayis doesn't even need a sign. Because Ebi Chesem Shalvas and Lashayat Hazel is a cloud. So why in the world should the Zayis be the sign? Where they're both from the Shiva Shemin, this one is more up, is higher up on the totem pole. So Shaykh Hazel is a cloud. So this question, yeah, somebody had to answer. No.
Is it possible to say that for the Rush, the din of Rav Yitzchak, which he sees it, he doesn't have a Gersav De'Amar, he just has it as a separate Amar. Is it possible to say that's not the same thing as what Rav Yehuda was saying, and therefore the din of Rav Yitzchak is only about Kol Moktam B'Pasuk, which was now what we were dealing with earlier. It's Kol Moktam B'Kol Moktam L'Bracha. It's a separate Svar of the Pasuk choosing to list them in an order. And so we follow that order. But it's not that these inherently have chashivas or anything else. And Ula's whole discussion was when one item is from the Shiva Saminim and one isn't. If you have two from the Shiva Saminim, then you have a separate item of Yitzchak of Koma from the Krah.
Yeah, so the emphasis. This question that we're asking in the Rosh, it's a question of the Tur also, because the Tur brings all of this Rosh down. The Goyim asks the Pasha. This question we're asking now, the Goyim asks. And the Goyim uses it with the Tzarchim. How could it be? It doesn't stick. How can you tell me ain't paid him a dollar? It's not even Zayis ain't paid him a dollar because what is Meshiva Shaminim and what is not Shiva Shaminim? Ain't paid a dollar. Shaykh Zayis is a cloud. And then when you have Zayis and Sarah, when they're both in the Shiva Shaminim, just one is higher up in the Shiva Shaminim, all of a sudden that isn't paid up. So the going blind to the Tzarchim, but a lot of Paiskim, the Drisha, and the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, and the Mashal, they all answer that our kochuk you have to say that even though by Tznayin and Zayis, who one is from the Shiva Saminim and one is not from the Shiva Saminim, so then Taka ain't paid with Dora Klal. But when they're both from the Shiva Saminim, and one is higher up and one is lower down, then there is a paid and the one that's higher up comes first. The story is using the same raw material we've been using the whole time. The story is that when one thing is from the Shiva Saminim and one is not from the Shiva Saminim, so Ula holds the Torah didn't give a say. The Torah didn't say which one comes first. The Torah didn't talk about Snow and Zayis. We on our own have a Svar that is Zayis, Mechashu and Snow, because it's Zayis is from the Shiva Saminim and it has a Gansi Yichus. And it's nine is it's just a low bleeping stone. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. So it's less miyuchas. So now we say says the Rosh, l'shaych hazel is a klal. What does one thing have to do with the other? I'm not making them together. The Torah didn't prescribe a seder. They have nothing to do with each other. But when the Torah itself prescribes a seder, and the Torah says kol muktim b'posuk muktim b'bracha, the Torah itself prescribes a seder in what order to make the brachas and the shivas haminim, then you can't say l'shaych hazel is a klal because the Torah gave a seder. So if the Torah gave it a Seder, then that Seder tells me that it makes them shy to each other. The same in the Moshe. Why don't I say, look, the brachas of Shemana Esrei, they're aimed at the same Shabbos. There's bracha Ovois, Vurois, and there's the Rafaenu. They have nothing to do with each other. L'shai Chizel is a, their brachas, they're aimed at the same Shabbos. Each one's a different thing. L'shai Chizel is a klal. So what does it matter if you say the Gimel Rishon is first, the Gimel Achron is first? You're able to scramble up all the brachas because L'shai Chizel is a klal. So obviously you don't say that, because when you l'shaych hazel is a klal, but Chazal gave a seder. Chazal said, why do you say obis first, and why do you say gurus first, and Chazal gave it a seder. So by the shivas aminim, you can't say the brachas and the shaychas to each other, so there's no seder. The Torah gave it a seder. The Torah said the seder, kol ha-muktim v'ra, muktim v'ra, muktim v'ra, kol ha-muktim v'ra, muktim v'ra, which means, apparently, even if they're aimed at Chesem Shalvus, the Torah said a Seder, how to make the brachas. So if the Torah said a Seder, how to make the brachas, then that makes them connected. And therefore, this is the order, Chita before Zayas, and then Sayer before Tomorrow, and Zayas before Sayer, and so on and so forth. It's only when one is from the Shivas Aminim and one is not from the Shivas Aminim at all, like Snoim and Zayas, then the Torah didn't say a Seder. So it happens to be the Zayas more Choshev than the Snoim. But if the Torah didn't say a Seder, then the Shaykh is a Zakah. That's the Imak over here of the Svar of the Choy is Mukhachin. It's Mukhachin the Rosh. Yeah, I got Bukha, which I think you know, just mentioned. You have to say the Russian not the guy is the Dalit. In the Omer of Yom, the Omer of the. Who was it? What? Yosef. The Omer of Yosef. Because Ula and people are Chaluk Ula, they're talking about Snoim Bezayas. One is Shibis Aminim and one is not Shibis Aminim. And Ula says they have no shakas to each other. And the other Madam was Chaluk, and Ula says, no, even by Snoim Bezayas, there is a saying. Then it says the Omer of Yosef, but the Yosef is talking about when they're all from the Shivas Aminim. When they're all from the Shivas Aminim, even Ula's Moedas is a Seder. So you have to take out the Dalit. We say it's a member of the Atzma. Like anyway, we know the Yosef takes out the Dalit. I mean, Rosh Maya takes out the Dalit. So the Rosh also is going to have to take out the Dalit. The Rosh never talked about the Dalit.
How does the first
answer
of the Rosh work?
So now, if that's the case. So now the question that the Rosh asked in the Vahag falls away. The Rosh asked in the Vahag from the Pasuk, we asked in the Rosh, how can you tell me, Ein Peder the Dover Klal, L'Shaych Ezel is a Klal, how can you say that? So you have the same question that the Rosh, the same question the Rosh asked in the Vahag, you should ask him himself. So why is Chit of Esorah before Geffen? L'Shaych Ezel is a Klal? Asher disappears. Chit of Esorah is Shaykh, does have a Shaykh as the Geffen, because they're both from the Shivas Aminim. When they're both from the Shivas Aminim, then there is a Seder Akra. So that's not sure at all. You solve that problem. Like before we said that the Rosh, the same question that the Rosh asked on the Bahad, why is Chit of Esorah before Geffen? It should be a question of the Rosh too. Why is Chit of Esorah before Geffen? Ain't paid with Dover Klal. And you're going to have to say the two terutzim of the Rosh. That maybe the Pasuk is only about Birchasim Shalois, or the Pasuk is talking about when the Chit of Esorah were Mizoinistic. And so the Mizoinis was comes before Baruch Yates. But we said both of those two terutzim don't work with the end of the Rosh. That's where we're stuck. But the end of the Rosh is anyway, the end of the Rosh anyway doesn't work with Ain't paid with Dover. Because you see that when they're all from the Shivas Hamina, there is a paid with Dover. Al-Kochach, like Mashal, and the Drisha, and the Taz, and the Mung, and the Rome. That Ein Peder B'Dover is when the one is Shoyim V'Zayis, when one is not from the Shivas Aminim, and one is from the Shivas Aminim, then is Eloi Shaykh Ezel Ezekah. What does the Shoyim have to do with the Zayis, and what does the Zayis have to do with the Shoyim? Shoyim says to the Zayis, I don't live on your level altogether. I live down here we have no Shaykhs to each other. So I don't have to, but when they're all from the Shivas Aminim, the Torah was Kaveh Seder. So then the Rosh agrees that Chita comes before Zayis, and Sarah before Tomorrow, and Zayis before Sarah. So maybe the Rosh could say that Chit of Esorah Taka comes before Geffen. That's a Seder Akra. Maybe even if it's not Mizoinus, maybe even Klois. And even if you'll say that, that's an independent question. Maybe is Chit of Esorah of the Pasuk even Klois, or maybe it's only Rosh of the Chit of Esorah that's Mizoinus. But even if it's only Mizoinus, it comes before the Geffen, not because it's Mizoinus. Comes before the Geffen because it's kind of a call. You don't have to resort, you don't have to invent this new Svara that Chit of Esorah comes first because it's a Mizoinus and Mizoinus of Chashiv Bracha. I don't need that. Chit of Esorah comes before Geffen because Chit of Esorah is kind of a call. And when they're both in the crowd, then it's a fate of a dog. Yeah, so once we say this, we can say it for the Bahag too. We can say the same Mahalach in the Bahag. Maybe the Bahag could say, that I said that you make the bracha mubuveris, but you're not makdim the tsnoin or the zayis, you're not makdim the minchavev or the minshiva. You go with the same bracha mubuveris. Maybe the Hag's only talking about a case where one is not from the shivas aminim and one is. So then, really, ain't paid the b'dover l'shaych ezel is a klal. There's no mila to the Shivas Aminim, Torah's not describing the Seder. There's no mila to Chaviv. So you do have to be makdim brachim uveris. We said before, even though L'Shaych Ezel is a cloud, a Bari Piyadama comes before Sha'akal. So I L'Shaych Ezel is a cloud. So we'll have to say, like Noam said before, that when we talk, I think it was Noam, that ketima in brachas is different. It's more chashiv a bracha comes more or less chashiv a bracha. That's different than chashivus in the payers. So we'll say the same thing for the bahag. Mamish, we say the same halach for the bahag. That the bahag also, when the bahag said that by tznoim b'zayis, you makin the bracha megureres, the bar pi ha'es before the bar pi adama, he was talking specifically when only one is from the shivus aminim, by tznoim b'zayis. Or neither from the Shiva Seminim. So then, the Bracha Mubuveres comes before the Bracha Sheinim Mubuveres. You don't look at Choviv, you don't look at Minshiva, because the Shaykh Hizel is a cloud. The Ba'ak could also be, the Shaykh Hizel is a cloud. So you lose the Ma'il of Choviv, nobody cares which fruit is more Choshev, nobody cares which fruit is more Choviv, which pre is more Choviv, nobody cares which pre is from the Shiva Seminim and which is not. That's the Shaykh Hizel is a cloud. So what's the rule? So the rule says the Ba'ak, Bracha Mubuveres. The Rosh also really agrees to Bracha Mubaris. He just thinks that Bari Peis and Bari Pedlama are close to each other, and the Bag doesn't have that. So it's Bracha Mubaris. Either Pasuk is Maktim Chitav Zorif to Geffen, but Chitav Zorif is a Bari Pedlama, and Geffen is a Bari Peis, so it's not a Bracha, and Bracha Mubaris should be the other way around. He says, no, here they're all from the Shivas Haminim. When they're all from the Shivas Haminim, then the Torah Taka prescribed to say it. Yeah, maybe once the Rosh says his Svar of Lashak is a cloud. So one second. So what was Taka the Rosh's kasha in the Bahag? The answer is because the Rosh, when he asked this question in the Bahag, he was busy still that there is a Shaykh Zelizekal. He didn't have yet the Svar of L'Shaykh Zelizekal. When the Rosh posed his question in the Bahag, he was busy with the Bahag versus Rav Shmaya. Both the Bahag and Rav Shmaya says that the Chaviv is Kaidim. So Rav Shmaya doesn't have the Svar of L'Shaykh Zelizekal. Rav Shmaya thinks that even when you have two different brokas, Ein B'Chesayim Shovas, there is a say there. Chaviv comes first. And the Ba'ag says, no, Bracha Mubaris comes first. So at that point, says the Rosh, the Chal bring a writer of Shmaya against the Ba'ag, because in the Pasuk, Chita V'Sor comes before Geffen. So what do you mean? It's the Bracha Mubaris is all the way around. But now the Rosh turns around at the very end and he says, Rosh Shmaya is also wrong. And by Ein B'chei Seim Shavos, and Pei L'Dov L'Shai Chizel is a Klal, so then in Chanamin, the Kashan of Ba'ag also falls away.
Himself says that the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Chaim Tani Rabbi Yitzchak, or Kodim Pasuk Zakon on the Bracha. So it seems like he thinks that Hagufa is Rabbi Yehuda, and that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda because of that memory.
Yes, I think that's actually good. The Bahag himself, no, it's that's an ironclad rule. The first thing the Bahag says at the very beginning is he brings the drasha of Kolakayim of Kodim Bracha, which means that when they're both Bechaseim Shabbos, what's the one that's then you go through the Seder, but they're all being Berchei Seim Shabbos. At that point, he's not talking about when one is and one isn't. It's very awesome in the Bag. He first talks about when one is and one isn't, when he's talking about Ullah, and he brings Ullah, Mevarach HaZeh V'Chayzer, Mevarach HaZeh. And she learns means to make the Bracha and the Bracha Mevarach first. But maybe that's only by Svarim V'Zayis. Okay, it works. I think in the Bag it works.
How would that prove that it's like Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanah? I mean, maybe when we're not both from Shiva Saminim, we would actually follow Chav.
I mean, why is it Rabbi Yehuda the Taisa? The Drasha?
Why does
even Chacham should agree to the Drasha? Because here the Torah is Kaveh Seder. Well, that's a good heart. The Bahag says that the Drasha of Kalakaitim Rabbanah is Rabbi Yehuda. Feel the Rosh. The Drasha give me the Kulayam. Because the Chacham only say that Chav is Odif when they're not both from the Shivas Haminim. No, but maybe not, because Chacham say that Chav is Odif even by Bichesem Shavos. By Bichesem Shavos, they certainly have a Shaykh as one to the other. And still the Chacham say you make the Bracha on the Chav. So they already maybe don't hold from the Drosh at all. So now, maybe we make one last nesafa. There's a steer in Shulchan Aruch also. The same steer that the Meisikalim, the Taz, the Trisha, the Goyim, they all asked in the Rosh, how can you say, Enk Pei the Badova, L'Shaykh Yizel Zekhal? Well, there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The steer in Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned yesterday, on the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have some mezainis that's made from kusman shibay l'shul b'shifay. You have like some spelt cake. That's not It's not from the Shivas Aminim, but it's a mezainus. And then I have grapes. So as far as Shivas Aminim is concerned, the grapes should come first, because the grapes are Shivas Aminim, and the spelt cake is not Shivas Aminim at all. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no, the spelt cake comes first because mezainus comes before barbeis. Mezainus is more chashuv than that. On the other hand, the Ramah says that Zayis, the Ramah brings this last rush, that Zayis comes before Sa'ir. And he's Mefarish talking about Mezoinus from Sa'ir. Because the Shulchan Aruch passes that kernels of Chita V'Sa'ir don't have the Milo Shivas Aminim at all. To even have the Milo Shivas Aminim, it has to be the Chosh of Chita V'Sa'ir of Mezoinus or Hamaisim. So the Rosh, the Ramah says that Chita comes before Zayis and Sa'ir comes before Tamarim, but by implication, Zayis comes before Sa'ir. So nice came as the steer. By spelt bread versus grapes, the Shulchan Aruch says that you make the bracha on the mezainos, even though mitzad shivas haminim, grapes should come before spelt, because grapes are from the shivas haminim and spelt is not. So really, mitzad shivas haminim, the grapes should come before the spelt. But I say no, but the spelt is a mezainos and the grapes are only a bari pi'etz.
Well, here's the same thing. You have zayis and soira. So as far as shivas haminim is concerned, I'm sorry, the zayis is ha'etz, and the soira is mezainos. So mitzad the bracha, mezainos should come before bari pi'etz. But the Ramah says, no, zayis comes before soira, because zayis is higher up in the shivas haminim than soira is. The answer is like this. How do we pass them all together? And this is Machlekes Rishayim. What's the Pshat and Ula? Is the Pshat and Ula like a Shmaya, that Chavav is Odif, or like the Bahag that you make the Brachim of Luveres, or like the Rosh that ain't paid the Badova? How do we pass them? So it's Mugun Shulchan Aruch. Me'ikir didn't we pass them like the Rosh? That by Ein B'Chesayim Shavas, you have a very base and a very of the Adama, ain't paid the Badova. You can do whatever you want. But since you can do whatever you want, so says the Shulchan Aruch, you should do like Rav Shmaya and make the bracha on the Chavav. Because Taisus is also like Rav Shmaya, and Rav Yoin is like Rav Shmaya. So therefore, really, the Halach is like the Rosh. But the Rosh also says you can do whatever you want. So since the Rosh says you can do whatever you want, so you should want to do like Rav Shmaya. That way, at least you'll chaperai in Rav Shmaya and the Shita Rav Shmaya, Taisus and Rav Yoin, then you make the bracha on the Chavav. That's number one. Step one. Now, number two. I mentioned before, Rav Shmaya also has a problem. What do you do with the pasuk? Rav Shmaya says Chaviv comes first. So why does the Torah say Chitiv Sar comes before Gefen? Maybe I'll have to more. So you could say B'Lek Chaviv. Pasuk my B'Lek Chaviv. But Rav Yoina says he doesn't really like the Svar B'Lek Chaviv. And the Rosh also really says earlier he doesn't really like the Svar but Alek Chaviv. And so Rabbeinu Yoina says you have to say the terusim that the Rosh said for the Bahad, the Rabbeinu Yoina says you have to really say them for Rabbeinu for Shmaya also. That the Pasuk are either only Makdin B'Chesayim Shavos, or that Chitus, the Mile of Chitav Asara is not Mitzad the Mile of Chitav Asara is Mitzad the Bruch of Mizainis. The Zaynus is more chashuv than the Bayer Pri'etz. And that already trumps Chav. So now it comes out like this. When I have in front of me, let's say Zayis and Saira, things that are both from the Shiva Saminim, so what's the halacha according to the Rosh himself? We all primarily like the Rosh. The bedrock halacha, the Rosh, the Torah, we really pass like the Rosh. So we first have to ask is, well, what would the Rosh say? So if you have Chazayis and Seira, they're both from the Shivas Haminim. The Rosh says, Chazayis comes before Seira.
Eis Eirem is a Mizainus. Zayis and Eirem Mizainus. You see in the Rosh. Doesn't matter. The Torah gave the Seder in the Kof. This whole Svara that Chitav Zayir has an Eirem Mizainus and Mizainus always trumps the Torah creates, that was in the Bahag when we were talking in the Bahag. But the Rosh himself, it's very good. The Rosh, when they're all from the Shiva Saminim, so then Taka, you go by the Seder of the Kof. So Zayis comes before Zayir. So end the story. You have to do like the Rosh, because the halacha, our primary halacha commitment is to the Rosh. But what if I have in front of me spelt and grapes? So one is from the Shiva Saminim and one is not from the Shiva Saminim. So what would the Rosh then say? What? Do whatever you want. Well, with the Rosh letting me do whatever you want, then I go to the next rung and I say, well, what would Rashmai want me to do? What would Taisus want me to do? Shmaya says that you're mocked in the Chaviv, but the Pasuk says Chita V'Sarah comes before Geffen, maybe I like Geffen more. It must be that Chita V'Sarah is Mitzad Mizainus, and Mizainus is like Rabbeinu Yonis and Beferish. That Mizainus always comes before Bar creates. So the Rosh himself doesn't have that bar, but the Rosh thinks I can do whatever I want anyway. So once the Rosh lets me do whatever I want, then I go down to Rabbeinu Shmaya, and according to Rabbeinu Shmaya, you should be mocked in Chita V'Sarah, then Mizainus comes before Bar creates. So then the spelt is Mizainus, and the spelt bread is Mizainus. The grapes are only a Bar creates. Mizainus comes before Bar creates.
Wouldn't the Rosh also say that Mizainus comes before Eitz? No. It's like Adama comes before Shako?
No, because the Rosh, you see in the Rosh at the end, that he only came up with the Svar that Mizainus has to come before Bar creates to be Miyashu to Bahak. But the Rosh himself doesn't have the problem. The Rosh himself doesn't have the problem. The Rosh is Beferish. That Zayis comes before Sayyar. The Sayyar is Mizainus and the Zayis is Bar creates.
Only in within the Shiva Saminim.
Right, so that's exactly what I'm saying. So I'm saying, when you have two things that are both in the Shiva Saminim, so then the Rosh says, you have to go back to the Zayis to the Sayyar. So I don't care what Rabbeinu Shmaya would say. Rabbeinu Shmaya would say the Mizainus comes first. But who cares? We pass more like the Rosh than Rabbeinu Shmaya.
He only says Ink Pei the Vidavar with Chavav and Shiva.
He says Ein Pei Devadover when one is from the, like he says Ein Pei Devadover like Tzvayim Mizayis when they're not both in the Shiva Saminim.
That's one, but from Uveras, like you would say Adama comes before Shako. The same thing for Mizonos and.
Yeah, but you see the Feirish in the Rosh, he learns the Pasuk Kipshutik that Zayis comes before Sayer.
Unless that's talking about.
He only in the Bahag he learns the Pasuk not Kipshutik because he has a Hechrich. That it can't be because Kipshutik you go after the Chaviv. Or Kipshutik you go after the Brachim of Uveras. So in the Bahag and in Rabbeinu Yonah, he extends it to Rabbeinu Shmaya, he couldn't learn the Pasuk Kipshutte because why is Chita Zohar before Geffen? Geffen is more Bracha Muveris according to the Bahag, and it's more, maybe it's more Chaviv, you know, according to Rabbeinu Shmaya, who says it's not more Chaviv. So then you have to be mercy the Pasuk Mipshutte, and you have to say that the Torah is Machtim Chita Zohar because it's a Mizainus, and a Mizainus piece of Bari creates. And then we're going to have to say, well, wait a second, but doesn't the Pasuk say that Zayis is before Chita? Because this is Rishon Laretz and this is Sheni Laretz. I mean, Zayis before Sayyara, and we're going to have to be Nidchak. Well, maybe there's two Marachas and there's two systems. We had all of that complication that we had to do because we had no choice. But the Rosh himself, you see at the end of the Rosh, he says, once he says this word, that I'm made of a Dover, so then the Sugi has nothing to do with the Pasuk. The Sugi is talking about Zayis, where Lashaykh is El Zekhal, and Ula says, that's why I'm made of a Dover. But in the Pasuk, when they're all from the Shiva Saminim, then I can learn the Pasuk of Shutai. And Chita comes before Geffen. And Chita comes before Geffen only because they're earlier in the Pasuk. But Zayis, which is, so to speak, earlier in the Pasuk than Sayra, because it's Rishon Laretz versus Sheni Laretz. So then, and Mikayotim Reb Shutai. And Zayis comes before Sayra. Isayra is Mizainus. So what? The Torah says that Zayis comes before Sayra. And that, you see Beferish in the Rosh at the end. The Rosh at the end says that Beferish. That Zayis comes before Sayra. The back Beferish. So therefore, when I have Shiva Saminim in front of me, so I follow the Rosh, because the Rosh says, and the Rosh says, you go after the Seder of the Pasuk. But if I don't have Shiva Saminim, if I have one is yes from the Shiva Saminim and one is not, like the spelt and the grapes, so then the Rosh would say, I could do whatever I want. So now, okay, if the Rosh lets me do whatever I want, then I want to be Yotzei, I would like to be Yotzei Taisus and Rabbeinu Shmaya. Taisus and Rabbeinu Shmaya say that you make the Brach on the Chaviv. That can't be the end of the story, because why is the Pasuk Makim Chita V'Sarah to Geffen? So you have to be mechadish and upshat in pasuk that chita v'sarah is kind of to Geffen because mizaynus is kind of to bar creates. It's a new chiddush din, which the Rosh himself doesn't have, but then the Rabbeinu Shmaya has to have it. That chita that mizaynus comes before bar creates. And either Torah's Ayis, or what about Zayis and Sa'ira, and this is Rishon Laretz, and this is Shein Laretz, all I have to say, it doesn't matter. Chit the Vizoyis, Mizoyis, and Mizoyis is before Barbeis, and that's what the Pasuk wants to be Megalim. Okay, so that's a very big Kiddush. The Rosh doesn't need it, and the Rosh doesn't have it. Rabbi Nishmaya needs it, so in Rabbi Nishmaya we have this Kiddush. Yeah, I said before, the Rosh only says it in the Baha, because in Rabbi Nishmaya, you can nitchak, maybe the Pasuk's talking about the Lekachog, but Rabbi Yoyah made the same Cheshvin in Rabbi Nishmaya. Why is Chit the Vizoyis before Geffen? Geffen, maybe I like Geffen. Al Kochli have to say the Torah is telling him the Zionist comes before Bar Peretz. And that's stronger. That's a Chiddush Din that the Rosh doesn't need and the Rosh doesn't have. So again, the Mokim, when they're both from the Shiva Semin, so then I have to follow the Rosh because the Halacha is more primarily like the Rosh. When one is from the Shiva Semin and one is not, then the Rosh tells himself, says the Ace of Shiitz Yachtin, then I go down to the Shiitz of Shmaya, that the Chovev is Odev. Hakan Shulchan Aruch says, that's Halacha, by Stoyim the Zayas. We pass in, you make the Rosh on the Chovev. We mean, we pass in like the Rosh, you can do whatever you want. But since you can do whatever you want, we say you should make the Rosh on the Chovev to be Yitzhi the Shita Rebbe Nishmaya and Taisis. So this is very similar. When I have Chita Vesar and Geffen, so the Rosh says I could do whatever, when I have spelt and grapes. So the Rosh says I could do whatever I want. If I could do whatever I want, then I should do like Rebbe Nishmaya. If Rebbe Nishmaya and Zonis comes before Bar Peretz. But this rule comes out that this rule of Mizonis comes before Bar Peretz, it's a Rabbeinu Shmaya rule. The Rosh doesn't really have it. So in a case where both things are from the Shiva Saminim, then we go with the Rosh's rule. And the Mukta Bekok is used. It's an issue for the Steer and Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
We said yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch holds that spelt is now part of the Shiva Saminim?
Yeah.
Do we know which way the Rosh holds? Because this only works if the Rosh holds that it's not part of the Shiva Saminim. Otherwise.
Well, I don't know what the Rosh holds about that case, but the Shulchan Aruch for sure holds that way. I mean, my steer is in the Shulchan Aruch. What the Rosh would hold about them, for all I know, the Rosh might say that's the case where the both of them should be said. Yeah, but in that regard, the Shulchan Aruch holds, we don't know what the Rosh holds about that. The Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlokes, the Rosh is not a player in that machlokes. That's a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyim. The Shulchan Aruch says that that spelt is not from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Goyim says that it is. Fine, well, we're busy now with the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch thinks that this is the case when one is from the Shulchan Aruch and one is not from the Shulchan Aruch. But feel the Rosh, you do whatever you want. So now, if you can do whatever you want, you should do like Rabbeinu Shemaiah. Well, if you're doing like Rabbeinu Shemaiah, then Mizonis comes before Bar Peretz.
Well, are we assuming that the Seor that the Rosh is talking about is Mizonis?
I mean, maybe it's Bar Peadoma. Yeah, it's not Mistaba, because the Rosh only needed to say this Chiluk before the Bahag. Once you don't need to say it, then the Rosh said two Tirutzim for the Bahag. The Rosh himself the Rosh said these two terutzim to be Yashiv the Pasuk. That the Pasuk's Chit of Zor is Mizoinus, or that the Pasuk's only talking about Bechisei Mishavitz. The end of the Rosh is for sure not like either of those two terutzim. Because if the Pasuk's talking about Mizoinus, then how can the Rosh say that Zayis comes before. And Mizoinus always trumps by Rabbi's, so how can the Rosh say that Zayis comes before Zor? And if the Pasuk don't tell me B'chisayim Shabbos, it's even more not like what he says at the end. So what does the Ayis have to do with Sayyid? They're not B'chisayim Shabbos. So what does that have to do with Sayyid Yaakov? They're only by B'chisayim Shabbos. So that's Mukhuk the Cheshvin, that the Rosh himself it doesn't have the Kasha and the Bahag. The Kasha and the Bahag is not fair according to the Rosh, and he doesn't have either of these Terutzim. Well, if you don't have either of these Terutzim, then there's no reason to be Mechadish that Mizoinus trumps Bar Peretz. Maybe the Chit of the Koiz is Mizoinus, but there's no reason to be Mechadish that Mizoinus trumps Bar Peretz. Overriding the Seder HaKov. The Torah said the Seder HaKov. Chit the Seder before Chit the Seder before Zayis. But what does the Rosh himself hold about Chit, about Kaisis as a Chit? I don't know if it says. Okay, anyway. That's the end of the Rosh, yeah.
It seems clear in the Lashon of the Rosh that he's saying that Bar Peretz comes before Shachol, even for himself. And then he segues into, but what about Bar Peretz and Bar Peretz Dama, and there's no Kapeda because Lo Shachti Zelazeh. It seems like he really fundamentally holds that there is a concept of Bracha Mevarechus. And additionally, intervening...
That's true, and I'm not saying there is a... But only Bracha... You mean Mizoinus versus Bar Peretz should be a... Mizoinus is not a Bracha Mevarechus versus Bar Peretz. Why is Mizoinus more Mevarechus than Bar Peretz?
Because it's a Minyan Mazel, as Rinyama says. It seems like in Rabbeinu Yonah also, he doesn't say that the reason why Mizonos comes before Eitz is because it's earlier in the Pasuk.
Yeah, Rabbi Yonah holds like Rabbi Mishmaya. So he has to say that Chita Zor is Chayim because Bar Mizainis is more Chashon than Bar Pietz. But the Rosh doesn't have the whole Hechach. Okay, at the end of the Rosh's Mashma, that Chita is only before Zayis because it's Mukhna Bekor. It's not Mashma, it's talking only about it. He's Dafka talking about a case where it's Zayis. Since Chita is before Zayis because it's Mukhna Bekor. He doesn't have this other idea that Mizainis comes before Bar Pietz. He doesn't. Why should he have it? There's no. It was only generated by the kasha and by the kasha from the pasuk, but Peter was no kasha from the pasuk. The whole hechrif thing, mechadish this word, the mezonis comes before bar peitz, is because how does the pasuk stem with ula? Ula says that either yimachdim brachim uvera is going to the hag, or yimachdim the chaviv according to Ben Shmaya. The pasuk says that Peter v'sar comes before gefen. So that's mechadish, that's machriach this new chiddush that the mile of Peter v'sar over gefen is not because of it's more than shibudik. Or better, he has a higher rating in Shiva. It's a different reason entirely. It's because it's a Mizonis, and Mizonis speaks Bar Pietz, and that's what it says in Pasuk. It says in Pasuk that Mizonis comes before Bar Pietz. Free the Rosh, no hechel for that. The Rosh learns that the Pasuk has nothing to do with Ula. Ula's talking about, Ula's saying, ain't paid of Dover Klap, when one is from the Shiva's Haminim, one is not. But when they're both from the Shiva's Haminim, about it, there is a Seder. And that's the Seder in Pasuk. So the Torah says, Chita Sar is before that, there's a Seder, Chita Sar again, based on how close it is to Oretz. So, to do violence to the pasuk and mechadish. No, this is new bar mizaynus coming from bar peitz. You see the ferish in the rush at the end. He doesn't have that one. Yeah, I think it's got it. Okay, I want to next time. I want to talk about the Rambam a little bit, and then I want to go back. So I'm not sure.